I imagine spending like $2 million on state-of-the-art AI agents to automate your business, only to realize that instead of actually solving your problems, they are taking your messy, duplicated, totally disorganized data and making catastrophic mistakes at 1,000 times the speed of a human.
Which is, I mean, that's the quiet reality for countless businesses right now.
Right. You look at
So.
LinkedIn, you see all the hype, you hear these promises of instant magic, autonomous agents that are just going to run your company while you sleep on a beach somewhere. But behind closed doors, people are hitting a massive operational wall.
The gap between the glossy showroom demos and the actual highway is staggering right now.
Totally.
Organizations are finding out the hard way that you cannot just plug an artificial intelligence layer into a chaotic, unstructured business environment and expect a miracle. It simply doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. And that brings us to our mission for this deep dive. We are unpacking a framework developed by a company called Structured Layer. And honestly, it completely cuts through all the usual tech bro AI jargon. What they've laid out in this highly detailed 10-slide presentation is a 3-year proven operating pattern for making AI actually function in a real business setting.
And completely avoiding the pitfalls that are silently derailing so many other companies right now.
Exactly. I was super enthusiastic going through this source because their approach is just so methodical.
It really is. It's an architectural blueprint rather than a magic wand.
Right.
For anyone listening, whether you are running a small team, managing a department, or trying to prep an entire enterprise for the next decade of tech, understanding this unglamorous groundwork is the only way you get to the glamorous automation.
The glamorous stuff, yeah. But before we look at the solution, we have to look at why everyone is failing right now. Structured Layer calls this the automation first trap.
Yes, the automation first trap.
Businesses look at their slow manual processes, and their immediate reflexive instinct is just to say, let's automate that.
And that instinct creates a very specific set of symptoms. You try to run autonomous agents before your underlying information is consistent or even connected.
Right, you end up connecting a dozen different flashy software tools before you've even bothered to clean the data flowing between them.
Which looks like absolute chaos on a Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, I can imagine.
You have crucial client info trapped in an email inbox. A different version of that same information is scattered across like three different spreadsheets.
And the actual signed contract is hiding in some random desktop folder named Final Version to Actual Final.
Exactly. So when a workflow triggers, the reporting completely breaks down because statuses, dates, client IDs, they're totally inconsistent depending on which department you ask.
Right. So the outcome is massive effort, zero trust in the numbers, and just terrible results overall.
There's a warning in their methodology that should honestly be the screensaver for every executive right now. It says automation speeds up mistakes when structure is missing.
Wow. Automation speeds up mistakes when structure is missing.
Right. If you deploy an intelligent agent into that chaotic environment, the agent simply cannot trust the incomplete, duplicated, or unlinked records it finds.
Think about the real-world consequences of that. Imagine you hook up an AI agent to handle your accounts receivable.
Sounds great in theory.
Right. But it looks at a billing spreadsheet that hasn't been updated since Friday. It doesn't have access to the CRM where the sales rep, logged a payment this morning.
Oh no.
So the AI automatically sends an angry collection email to your most important client who already paid.
Exactly.
The best way I can picture this automation-first approach is to imagine strapping a Ferrari rocket engine onto a rusty, wobbly shopping cart.
That's a great visual.
You hit the gas, and sure, you go incredibly fast for about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Then the wheels snap off, the metal disintegrates, and you crash infinitely harder than if you just push the cart by hand.
Accelerating the delivery of bad information is not a business strategy. It is a massive liability.
But wait, let me push back on this a bit.
Sure, go ahead.
As a learner trying to keep up with all these advancements, I hear about large language models passing the bar exam, writing complex code, diagnosing rare diseases.
Right. The models are incredibly capable.
So shouldn't an AI be smart enough by now to just look at a messy shared drive, read the context, and just figure it out? Like, why do we have to organize everything for the computer if the computer is supposedly a genius?
Well, you have to distinguish between a reasoning engine and a mind reader.
Okay.
AI multiplies the quality of the system underneath it. It is brilliant at processing context. But if a spreadsheet says a project is pending and an email from yesterday says it's completed,
It doesn't know who to believe.
Exactly. The AI has no inherent way to know which of those two realities represents the true state of your business.
Sure.
It is forced to guess based on contradictions.
And guessing is bad for business.
Very bad. Without a consistent, trusted foundation, you aren't scaling intelligence. You are scaling chaos. If the context is missing entirely, the output is a hallucination. If the context is contradictory, the output is a costly business error.
So we really can't just slap a Ferrari engine on a rusty cart. We have to build a real chassis.
Exactly.
That means looking at the first mandate of this framework, which is building the structured data layer. We have to tame the daily chaos of emails, PDFs, spreadsheets, forms, and web portals.
Because before any agent can help you, the business needs a clean, linked, and searchable system of record. That foundation has to be laid first.
Okay, so the presentation outlines four specific actions to make this happen, but I want to trace how they actually play out in reality.
Let's do it.
First, we have to ingest the data, actually pull it out of all those isolated inboxes, CRMs, and random folders.
Get it all in one place, right?
Second, we have to standardize it. This is huge. I mean, because if the sales team calls a client Acme Corp, and the billing team calls them Acme Corporation LLC,
the computer thinks they are two totally different entities.
Right. We have to clean up the names, the dates, the statuses, and the ownership fields so everyone is speaking the same language.
And then after standardizing, the third action is linking everything together.
Right, the linking.
Projects, companies, people, documents, activities, they all need to be explicitly connected. And finally, you govern it.
Which means what exactly?
You ensure those records are secure, version controlled, and actually ready to be pushed into a workflow. The overarching philosophy driving this whole first step is that the goal is not more data. The goal is usable context.
Usable context.
Right. Most companies are drowning in petabytes of data, but it is entirely unusable because it lacks that fundamental structure.
Hold on, though. I look at those actions, pulling data in, standardizing it, keeping it secure in one place.
Yeah.
How is this any different from the giant corporate databases or the shared network drives we've all been using for the last 20 years?
It's a very fair skepticism.
I mean, is structured data layer just a fresh marketing spin on a glorified digital filing cabinet?
No, it really isn't. A modern structured layer fundamentally differs from a legacy database. The differentiator is not where you store the information. It is the mathematical relationships between the pieces of information.
Okay, unpack that for me.
A traditional shared drive is a passive bucket. You throw files in a folder labeled Acme Corp, but the files inside that folder don't interact. They don't know anything about each other.
They're just digital paper sitting in a digital drawer.
Exactly. But in a structured layer, the context is actively organized. A specific contact record, let's say, a vendor, is explicitly and mathematically linked to the company they work for.
Oh, I see.
And that company record is linked to an active project. That project is tied to a specific proposal document, which is linked to a history of past meetings, which all ultimately roll up into your high-level business metrics.
So instead of the AI having to read 1,000 disconnected text files and guess how they relate, the relationships are already hardwired into the environment.
Yes. This interconnected web makes the business explainable to a machine. When you eventually ask an AI to analyze a project's profitability, that pre-established linking is what gives it the exact business context it needs to reason correctly.
That makes total sense.
Every record has clean fields, clear ownership, a history, and a status. It is the bedrock for reporting, and it's the only way automation survives.
Okay, having perfectly organized, beautifully linked data sitting on a server is wonderful, but data sitting still doesn't actually accomplish your daily work.
No, it doesn't.
Like, a perfectly organized database is just a very expensive museum.
Yeah.
How do we take that connected context and turn it into action?
You build reliable operating processes on top of it. And this leads us to the second major phase of the framework, which is workflows.
Right. The operational pipeline they describe in the deck is highly systematic. You aren't just sending an email into the void, hoping someone handles new vendor onboarding.
The system physically moves the record.
Yeah, it starts in an intake queue, moves to review an assignment, shifts into work in progress, hits an approval checkpoint, and finally lands it completed.
And because you have a clean data layer underneath, you can assign that work automatically. You trigger due date alerts. You route records to the correct team based on the data fields.
So no more manual sorting.
Exactly. You track progress and exceptions all in one unified place. It makes the abstract work of a business visible and concrete. The system tracks the vendor, the contract, the internal owner, and the deadline, moving it smoothly from stage to stage.
I see how powerful that visibility is.
Mm.
But, and I highlighted this specifically in the source, if we are building this entire architecture to ultimately deploy advanced AI automation, why does the structured layer framework insist on baking human bottlenecks back into the system?
What do you mean?
Right in the middle of this workflow pipeline, they mandate a human approval checkpoint. Doesn't that defeat the entire purpose of automating the business?
Not at all. It goes to the very heart of their operating pattern. Workflows are not merely conveyor belts moving tasks from column A to column B.
Yeah.
They are fundamentally about governance. Before you can trust an AI to make autonomous decisions on your behalf, you have to prove that the rules governing your business are actually sound.
Oh, I get it. You have to prove the highway is safe and clearly painted before you turn on the self-driving mode.
Exactly that. Human checkpoints at this stage are how you ensure quality. They force the organization to refine its business rules.
So if a human constantly has to override the system's routing choice for a specific type of contract,
it means your workflow rules are flawed and need adjusting.
That's super smart.
And more importantly, this builds organizational trust. If your staff does not trust the basic software workflow to route a document to the correct department, they will never trust an autonomous agent to independently analyze and approve that document.
Right.
Human-in-the-loop workflows stabilize the environment.
So we have clean, linked data. We have reliable workflows with human oversight stabilizing the environment.
Yeah.
This is where we finally reach the promised land.
Yeah.
Right? Now we can introduce the AI agents and initiate what the framework calls the advantage loop.
Yes. The agents can finally do meaningful work because they are standing on solid ground. Their accuracy and consistency skyrocket because the context underneath them is sound.
And they can act as incredibly capable coworkers.
Absolutely.
Instead of just, you know, summarizing a paragraph of text, an agent can handle complex document extraction, pulling facts, dates, and clauses out of unstructured contracts and placing them into the correct database fields.
They can conduct research, verifying external sources to enrich your internal records.
They can draft complex communications, handle quality assurance monitoring to detect data anomalies,
and actively surface next action recommendations based on the company's priorities.
It's crazy. But the technical turning point of this entire framework, the part that really stood out to me, is that the agents are not simply reading the data, performing a task, and logging off.
No, they aren't. Every single time an agent runs a process, it reads from the structured data layer and then writes back even cleaner, richer context into the system.
It is a continuous improvement cycle.
Exactly.
And it operates in six distinct stages. Do you want to walk through them?
Sure. First, the agent observes the structured context. Second, it takes an action.
Makes sense.
Third, a human hits that verification checkpoint we talked about, checking the quality of the action.
Right, the governance part.
Fourth, the system measures the performance tracking metrics like accuracy, cycle time, and coverage. Fifth, the system learns from that measurement.
And sixth, it updates the underlying data layer with those new insights.
It is a completely closed loop system where the execution of the work actually improves the system doing the work. Each cycle makes the subsequent cycle demonstrably smarter.
I was trying to wrap my head around this, and the best way to conceptualize it is to imagine a robotic vacuum.
Okay, a robot vacuum.
Yeah. So most robot vacuums bounce around your living room, bump into the couch, vacuum the rug, and return to the charging base.
Sure.
But this system, it's like having a robotic vacuum that cleans the floor, but while it's doing that, it mathematically redraws the blueprint of your house to discover a faster route.
Oh, that's good.
And then it hands that optimized blueprint back to you the next morning, so every single night, the house gets cleaned faster and with less energy than the night before.
That's a perfect analogy. And what makes that redraw the blueprint concept so critical is understanding the time frame required to achieve it.
Right. They are very clear about the timeline.
Structured layer is highly realistic about this. They map out a deliberate 3-year maturity model. This is not an overnight software installation.
No. Year one is entirely focused on building that data foundation, ingest, clean, link, and gain visibility.
Then year two is constructing the workflow engine, the queues, the human approvals, the routing.
And you don't even hit the compounding agent loops until year three.
Right. It is a deliberate staircase moving a business from low confidence to high capability.
Which reinforces why the automation first trap is so financially destructive.
Oh, absolutely.
Companies are attempting to jump straight to year three on their first day. They try to deploy compounding agents without the data foundation or the workflow governance, and they end up just burning capital and exhausting their teams while spinning their wheels.
Yeah, they really do.
So we have this methodical 3-year architectural journey. But for you, the listener, who might be trying to justify this kind of overhaul to a board or just trying to figure out how to manage a growing team, we have to look at the tangible payoff.
We do.
What happens when this architecture actually matures?
The operational advantages are where the theory proves itself in reality. Combining a structured layer with improving agents yields transformative metrics.
Yeah, the hard numbers from the presentation are stunning.
Huh.
Businesses running this pattern see a 32% improvement in data completeness.
So significantly cleaner records.
Right. And they see a massive 45% reduction in the time it takes to produce standard reports.
That's huge.
They get a 40% increase in completed follow-ups. And the metric that really stands out the most to me, a 60% reduction in missed tasks.
Cutting reporting time nearly in half while simultaneously catching 60% of the tasks that usually fall through the cracks. I mean, that fundamentally alters the velocity of an enterprise.
It totally does. But there is a secondary set of numbers that really made me pause.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they track cultural impacts alongside the business metrics. They found a 50% increase in real-time visibility across data and a 38% increase in team confidence regarding data and decision-making.
Right, the human element.
Exactly. We have a 32% boost in clean records, which is a math thing, but a 38% boost in team confidence, which is a human thing. How does cleaning up a database fundamentally alter the psychology of a team?
Think back to the chaotic environment we discussed earlier.
The spreadsheets and the random folders.
Yes. When information is trapped in silos, when statuses contradict each other, when things constantly slip through the cracks, that environment breeds chronic, low-level operational anxiety.
Oh, for sure.
When a team doesn't trust the reporting and they spend half their afternoon hunting down a single email attachment just to verify a project status, it exhausts them.
You spend all your cognitive energy managing the mess instead of actually doing the job.
Right. So when a system finally becomes reliable, when that 60% reduction in missed tasks becomes the daily reality, the operational anxiety evaporates.
That's amazing.
Confidence is not a software feature you can purchase. It is the psychological byproduct of humans finally being able to trust their tools.
Wow.
When the staff stops worrying about how to find the information, they can fully focus their energy on what to do with it. The result isn't just a faster business, it is a more capable human workforce supported by a system that improves over time.
Confidence is the psychological byproduct of humans trusting their tools. That is an incredible takeaway.
It really is the core of it all.
So let's recap this blueprint. If you want to escape the AI hype cycle and actually build an architecture that functions, the progression is clear.
Data layer first, to standardize and link your reality.
Workflow second, to introduce governance, context, and human coordination.
Agents third, to deploy intelligence onto a trusted foundation.
And surrounding all of it, continuous improvement loops.
It requires a profound shift in perspective. You have to stop trying to buy an AI solution and start building a business architecture that AI can actually inhabit.
I love that. For you listening, this deep dive proves that AI is not a magic wand. You can just wave over a disorganized business to fix your problems. It is the roof of a well-architected house.
And you simply cannot put the roof on before you pour the concrete foundation.
Exactly. Following this operating pattern means you aren't just automating isolated tasks. You are constructing an organizational asset that compounds in value and capability with every single cycle.
Absolutely.
Which leaves us with a final thought I want you to carry with you today.
Go for it.
If this system relies on a continuous feedback loop, where each cycle makes the next cycle smarter, and it takes a deliberate 3 years to reach high capability maturity. What happens to your business if your competitor starts pouring their data foundation today and you decide to wait until next year?
Yeah, good luck with that.
Right. Can you ever mathematically catch up to their AI's compounded learning? Think about that. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.